Sistine Branch hoped the lipstick she found toward the back of her bathroom drawer that morning hadn't smeared onto her front teeth. Sweet Lord, convincing four women that Knitterly was the best place for stitches was exhausting. The annual Knitting and Crochet Expo was based out of Los Angeles, but they held the event in a new city every year. Sistine had gone once when it was in San Diego, and it was incredibly well run. Now she knew why. These women were practically running a white glove over every inch of her place. And the smiling, someone save her from the smiling. But if she landed this, sore cheeks would be more than worth it. Stitches meant national exposure, and more importantly, come July, over 1,000 knitters would descend on Petaluma and her shop. This was big, and since Sistine had barely scraped together her loan payment this month, she needed big. So, like I said, Deidre, the woman who smelled like gardenias and seemed to be the one in charge, poured more tea while the other three women continued to meander. Great word, Sistine decided, and remembered now was not the time for collecting words. The committee doesn't normally choose a shop your size, but this year we are all about organic fibers and returning to the roots of our craft, you know? More smiling and nodding as Deidre stirred in some sugar. Historic downtown Petaluma seems like the perfect fit, Sistine said, trying not to sound schmaltzy. Deidre tapped the spoon against her teacup and pointed it at Sistine. Exactly what we were thinking. We want to highlight some of the smaller shops like yours, and this building is so lovely. They both took in Knitterly's dark wood floors and crown molding, a huge chunk of which Sistine had hot glued to the wall moments before they arrived, and Sistine felt like she was watching the same scene replayed on a loop. How many times did they need to look around, review her policies, ask her about her insurance? As many times as it takes. Can you pass up $10,000, Ms. Cup of Noodles, for most meals? $10,000. That was the holding deposit, and she would make so much more on top of that in shop sales. This one expo alone could save her shop, get her in the black and over the two-year hump that swallowed most small businesses. So if, and I'm feeling it's more of a when, but if we choose to hold the expo here, are you certain you can handle the capacity? 2 years ago, we partnered with this great place in downtown Boulder. The shop was adorable, but the event was a mess. I'm sure you understand. I can't let that happen again. I completely understand. Sistine offered Deidre a cookie from the box she'd picked up at Sift that morning. Deidre smiled and indulged. Cookies were universal. The fact that I own the building gives me flexibility I doubt other venues will have. The back patio expansion will be finished next month, and we're adding additional meeting spots out front. I love that idea. It will be gorgeous in July, and that water, tea, lemonade station in front was a brilliant idea. She popped the last bit of cookie in her mouth and set her teacup on the work table. And don't forget my connections with the town. One of my best friends runs the bakery. Another manages Foghorn Brewery. We had lunch there. I love that place. Right, it's fantastic. We could host a dinner or get together in that space too. Could you get us a discount? I could work something out. Deidre clapped her hands together, and Sistine wanted to join her. This was going better than she imagined, so she finished strong. And I know people in fire and medical. All of historic downtown will be ready for your expo. Fantastic. Can we get a look at those construction drawings of the back patio one more time? Absolutely. Sistine opened her laptop and wiped her hand on her skirt, hoping to hide her nerves. She tapped the touchpad. But instead of her screen filling with the artist renderings of a remodel she was barely able to afford, there was a pop, and the screen went black. Uh-oh, looks like it's time for you to plug in. We've exhausted your poor laptop. Deidre giggled and reached for another cookie. Sistine's laptop was plugged in. It wasn't her battery. Glancing toward the front of the store, she noticed the lights she hung around the front window were out.